Hi, my name is Gamal Abdel Nasser, and I'm the grandson of the late Egyptian president Gamal Abdel Nasser, who was the leader of the 1952 Egyptian Revolution and the second president of the Arab Republic of Egypt. Today we will be speaking about the Suez Canal. The Suez Canal is an artificial waterway connecting the Red Sea in the south to the Mediterranean Sea in the north. This passageway is suitable for the passage of various types of ships in a relatively short period of time, several hours. The canal lies entirely within Egyptian territory, and its presence has increased the importance of Egypt's location and made it a target for the ambitions of major powers. Britain occupied Egypt with the aim of controlling the canal to secure its strategic interests and the maritime transport routes, linking it to its African colonies, India, and the Gulf. After the July 23, 1952 revolution, and after Gamal Abdel Nasser signed the evacuation treaty with Britain in 1954, he took advantage of the West's refusal to grant Egypt a loan to build the High Dam and nationalized the canal on July 26, 1956. The British response was a military aggression in collusion with France and Israel to reoccupy the canal in October 1956. However, Gamal Abdel Nasser's steadfastness, supported by the valiant Egyptian resistance, led to international intervention by Russia and the United States, which thwarted the aggression and led to the withdrawal of the invading armies. The canal was then exposed to the 1967 war, during which the fiercest battles took place on both banks, rendering it unfit for navigation. Then came the 1973 war, when Egyptian forces crossed the canal to its eastern front in a remarkable military operation, defeating the Israeli forces that had been stationed there since 1967. The war ended with the conclusion of disengagement agreements between Egypt and Israel, which led to the reopening of the canal to navigation in 1975. The peace treaty between the two countries was signed in March 1979, allowing the canal to operate according to a new strategic vision, whereby Egypt benefited from the canal's revenues as an Egyptian public utility. Despite the canal's strategic economic importance, the covetousness of major powers is growing. All of this has led the Egyptian state to expand its plan to develop the canal, widen its course, and create an economic zone on its banks in order to maximize its economic benefits and maintain a status as the most important passageway for global trade. Thank you for listening, and see you next time here on RT.